Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's Breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Wait, are people, like, thinking it's, like, Snowmageddon coming here?
I don't know. I mean, you know how it is. Anytime there's any sort of potential for chaos,
I don't think they think
people freak out.
Weather itself is going to be that bad, but I do think they think the roads are going to be that bad, and then other people are going to screw it up more and more and more.
No, I'm talking about, like, people buying up the grocery store.
Yeah, they will. Yeah. They will.
I had to get gas yesterday.
Grocery stores love this shit.
Yeah.
Because the news is just like, everything's going to be crazy.
I was like, well, how much of a certain thing do you need?
Right.
Like, let somebody else have
some. How long could you possibly be stuck at home for?
You're
talking about like a day and a half, 2 days?
Yeah, it's some bad weather.
Yeah, like, let somebody else have some of that shit.
Right. When's it going to get?
It's like, not going to be so snowy that you're going to need 5 loaves of bread.
Exactly.
Like, it.
On Sunday, it's supposed to get up to 44.
It's going
to
be 50 degrees on Monday. Everything's going to melt.
Yeah. It'll be gone by Monday.
Yeah.
On Sunday, it will be gone.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I don't know, man. But it's all, I don't know. I don't even blame people. They just get fucking conditioned to freak out every time anything like this happens.
Panicky stuff is just so, like, all right, man. Like, we're talking about 36 hours here.
I know.
I get it. It's maybe not the most comfortable you've ever been, but calm down.
I know, but it's like, it's 36 hours of reality where it's the snow and the ice and whatever, maybe the power.
Is it going to snow for?
Who knows?
Oh, okay.
But
my wife's getting on my nerves. Like, can you go clean the hot tub? I said, I'm not going to clean the hot tub every time Donna wants to get in once every 3 months. I already cleaned it.
She wants the hot tub cleaned just in case it snows, yes. So she can be in the hot tub, yes, while it's snowing.
So she wants to do that, yes. Colorado, yes. Mountain Vista.
Yes, yes. I told y'all, man. I was like, no. She's like, can you empty it out? When I walk, she just texts like, no. And plus, I just cleaned it out last week because I knew that Braden and Samson were going to get in it. So I cleaned it and everything. I cleaned it. I put the chemicals again this morning. Mm-hmm. She's like, well, can you do it? No. You want to get that fucking out there because I'm not getting there with you.
Yeah.
You go clean it.
You should tell her, I cleaned it. You have to use it. I don't care that it's freezing rain and not snow.
No.
Just, you got to go sit out there.
Exactly.
You can post that on Instagram too.
Yeah. Whatever. Go ahead. Get your ass out there. I'm not going to be out there.
Yeah.
But my ass right here would be
the problem
a hottie toddy.
For me, that with all this kind of stuff is, I get it. It's like big business for news because people watch more, and it's big business for stores and stuff like that. But it's not even the actual event. It's the build up to it. They build up to it. We've been talking about this shit for a week now.
Because it came out 2 weeks ago.
Exactly.
It came out 2 weeks ago.
There's going to be a storm. And all the news channels are like, oh, good. Let's fucking wall-to-wall coverage. Snowmageddon 2025.
Have you taken, when you go up to the mountains, the Carolinas or wherever, has Boone been to snow before? Has he seen snow?
A couple times.
Okay, so he's seen snow.
But not like, he hasn't really like played in it.
Yeah,
really,
yeah.
But he's seen it.
I am potentially excited for the opportunity.
Yeah, she's a fucking husky dog.
Even though I'll be in the hotel for Chipper to have her own little snow day. Now, yeah. she's had plenty of snow in her life.
So you got hotel, you got... You're in a hotel tonight.
I'm staying in a hotel tonight to make sure that I can be here for tomorrow
morning. And that's what I said, so the other shows aren't?
I don't think so, because I think I'm the only idiot that brought their equipment back. I think everybody else has
No, plenty of people did that. The problem is that you won't get in till 10 normally. Anyone who gets in here early enough isn't going to be affected. You would potentially be affected.
Right, but Dukes and Bell get in way later than that.
They're not going to get in.
Well, they have home equipment. That's exactly what I mean. Like, everybody else has an option to
stay. I'm wondering why he never took ours back.
He asked.
Did he?
They asked.
I never got,
you didn't bring it in?
I never got the ask.
The first day
maybe
I
an
came
email
back,
you didn't, you know?
I brought mine in a bag and said, take this shit. I don't want to do that anymore.
Oh,
so. No, they were supposed to have gotten everyone's.
Oh, no.
And then, one person turned it in.
Because I think Andy might be on one. Because I unplugged mine fucking last... When's the last time I worked for him? I think it was with Fricky because I had a blowout at like 10:30.
Oh, it just
you yeah
no
you,
in
you
my house
had car my, well no you had a car issue at one point.
I had a tire blowout.
Right,
oh,
right,
the tire, yeah,
because
yeah.
You
remember, yeah, I had
you
a tire
randomly
blowout.
Work from home a couple times
and then,
here and there.
I think you connected like 12 minutes into the show one day.
Yeah.
That was nice to have that as an option out. For
that's
sure.
That's what it was.
I just like where I had it set up now is I mean, it's fucking Bluey Station or something. Like, I don't even know where I would do it if I was going to do it. But
I got to find a place to watch the game tomorrow night.
Well, I bet you'll
I think they got a lobby hotel.
Bet you'll be able to find a bar.
Find a place with decent food.
Down
and
here?
Cheaper,
go to McCray's.
Cheaper drinks.
What about, yeah, because McCray's
isn't bad.
They even put the audio on.
You're not going to find cheap drinks. You're in Midtown.
I need cheap drinks. I'd like a sports bar that puts the audio to the game on.
How about you bring your own shit and sit in the hotel and watch it?
I thought about that,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, just go get a fifth.
Trust me, I almost sent a group text. I almost sent a group text like, who's staying at the hotel and what do y'all prefer to drink?
Well, that's why I'm hopeful that somebody else is staying down here tonight, because I'd like to watch that college football game with someone, or I'll just watch it in my hotel room, I guess.
Yeah.
That sounds sad.
But that's my problem. I was like this morning, I was like, yeah, my shit work. I was like, damn, this is my whole thought process. I said, they probably all gonna stay at the W, hanging out, watching the game. Fucker.
And it kinda sounds fun.
It does.
Right?
Yeah. Then I thought about it, it's like, yeah, but I'll probably maybe stay the first half, then go watch the rest in my room.
But also, I don't think we're not staying at the W.
Yeah.
I do know that.
I can just figure that out. Okay.
And I think I might be the only one down here. So
Tonight.
Yeah. I'll be the one. But still, I mean, look,
but,
you know, you're in the same boat. Like, anytime you get that little random unexpected night
away from the family.
Away,
yeah.
That's kind of fun.
But I can go away. I can go. I thought about this. This is the ultimate, like, fuck that shit. I was like, I know that we had our own rooms in Vegas, but they might make us room together.
Right, this is different.
Yeah, this is different.
Isn't being paid for by the Circa Hotel.
I'm like, nah, I'm good.
Not only do we have our own rooms in Vegas, we're all on like different floors and shit. We were all spread out throughout that whole hotel. It was nice.
Most nights I went to this fucking hotel, every time I would come in, the woman was working in my room.
Oh, really?
Every single, every after every show.
Random.